Every year before the annual priest retreat, I receive a letter with some instructions about the retreat. The letter gives the dates of the retreat, the name of the retreat master. Now they've included what the meals will be each day, and they give a list of things that each priest is supposed to bring with him. Please bring your alb, a white stole, a green stole, and your prayer book for the Liturgy of the Hours. Surprisingly, there is no instruction to bring a smile or a good attitude or to leave our complaints at home. You know, it's a very, very simple list that they send us. We have these same kinds of lists for the first day of school. Bring some paper and a pencil. Sometimes we have these kinds of lists for work. We certainly have them for athletic events, and we have them for picnics and parties and other celebrations. There's usually a list of things we should bring with us. And usually the list is pretty simple. Now, the list given by the Lord Jesus to the 72 that he invited to be part of his mission was very, very simple. Take nothing. Nothing. There's no walking stick and no sandals. There's no paper and no pencil. He doesn't even let them take a cell phone or a GPS. They are to take nothing with them for the journey. Nothing at all. And that seems kind of strange to me when you look at the scriptures. After all, David got to take five stones and a slingshot with him. Moses had a staff. Jeremiah had all kinds of interesting tools for his work. He had a yoke and a loincloth and a cauldron and a long list of complaints. Even John the Baptist had locusts and honey and a cloth of camel hair. Everyone else in the scriptures seems to have something to take with them. Everyone else seems to have their list of things. But not the 72. They have no supplies to take with them. Well, actually, they do have a few things that the Lord Jesus gave them. They have a greeting to give and a promise to proclaim. They have the greeting of the peace of the Lord to give to everyone who will welcome them. They have the peace of Christ. They have something that the world cannot give. They have the peace of Christ to share. And they have the promise to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. They have the privilege to proclaim that the kingdom promised to Abraham and Moses and David and all the prophets was near. The 72 brought the message that the hope of the people of Israel was now about to be fulfilled. They had the gift of peace, and they had the message of hope. But the 72 who were sent by the Lord had something even more than this. They had something more than the greeting of peace and the promise of the kingdom. He sent them two by two. They weren't sent alone. They had a fellow follower of the Lord Jesus to accompany them on the journey. And we do too. The Lord gave each of us a guardian angel at our baptism and probably long before that. Even though we cannot see our partner in mission, our angel is in prayer before the throne of God. Our guardian angel attends to the Lord and attends to us so that we will attend to the Lord and attend to the mission he has given us. Our guardian angel is our partner in mission. Our angel prays with us and stays with us as we share the greeting of peace and the promise of the kingdom. And our guardian angel joins with us as we join in the celebration of the Eucharist. Here, the angels of God and the people of God are fed from the very altar of God. Here we are gathered by the Lord Jesus as once he gathered the 72. Here each week we receive the greeting of peace and the promise of hope. Here we receive the strength to keep walking with the Lord and for the Lord for one more week. And so to each of you, and to your angel, I proclaim, the kingdom of God is at hand. Peace be with you. Amen.